KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The ANC in KZN says a collective response by ArcelorMittal, the steel industry, government, labour and communities is needed to avert the closure of the company's Newcastle operation. Over 1,300 direct jobs and hundreds of indirect ones are at risk in the northern KZN community if the steel company goes ahead with the shutdown. ArcelorMittal SA reported its worst financial performance in recent history in 2023, citing sluggish economic growth, high energy costs and logistical challenges, including issues with Transnet and Eskom. ANC Provincial Secretary Becky Mdolo says the two SOEs, as well as the municipality and many other groups, must be part of the discussions on possible solutions.
We have heard AMSA's complaints about government. Yes, those complaints may be valid. The years of load shedding were devastating across the economy. The steel industry as a whole must come together to develop a comprehensive strategy to support the Newcastle finance and ensure the sustainability of the sector. This could involve collaborative investment, joint marketing initiatives, and the development of new products and services.
The Ntuzuma Regional Court has handed a lengthy sentence to a man who went on a crime spree in the Inanda and Phoenix areas. It heard that 23-year-old Siyabonga Cele and his armed accomplices hijacked a metered car driver in Inanda in March 2022, assaulted him and sped off in his vehicle. The gang then came across a woman on the road. She was forced into the car, stabbed, raped and robbed of her bank card. While at a petrol garage filling up, a police officer who tried to approach the vehicle, which had been reported stolen at that time, came under fire. The gang fled but crashed the car. Only Cele was arrested and the woman was found in the back seat. The NPA in KZN says a watertight case and the testimonies of the victims secured the conviction and sentence. The Durban Art Deco Society, which promotes the conservation of the city Art Deco heritage, says there are over 100 buildings that are in need of restoration. The Provincial Public Works Department says there'll be a two-day conference next week aimed at finding solutions to urban decay. The society's Mike Mulholland says it's good news.
A few buildings do have problems such as reinforced concrete spalling or they're stressed by their location in less desirable parts of the city. And we are prepared to help identify these and perhaps suggest ways that their situations could be alleviated, for example, through rates and so on. And we are prepared to work with anyone in this respect.
And British maritime group Lloyd's Register has apologised for its historical role in transatlantic slavery. LR was founded in 1760 as the world's first classification society responsible for inspecting and certifying ships. It conducted an investigation into its past and found many of its early shipping records include details of ships that transported kidnapped African people under horrific conditions. LR said